HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
एक इंसान अगर भी मरेगा, भूखा बच्चा सिपाही बनेगा।
On this week's episode of On the Record, I'm joined by Trinamool Congress MP Dola Sen. Dola Sen is the newsmaker this week because she's been hitting the headlines. And if you watch Rajya Sabha TV, her voice is the loudest voice of protest you can hear.
Modi Shah, hato!
Yes, bachao!
Autocracy, hato!
Yes, bachao!
Yes, that's right. The MP who's been in the House since 2015 for the Trinamool Congress was a former unionist leader. She's also got a lovely, loud, booming voice and she sings wonderfully. In fact, when the farm bills were passed in protest, they spent the night in Parliament protesting the passage of the farm bill without proper discussion. And they are back again protesting in the House because they say the government isn't talking about an important issue like the Pegasus hacking case. Dola Sen, thank you so much for speaking to Hindustan Times. I want to start by asking you that, you know, you were suspended on Wednesday. You were suspended for the day. Are you what the government calls a badly behaved MP?
Thank you to the Hindustan Times people. I think I never behaved badly inside the parliament. Never ever. I didn't do any unethical things inside the parliament. Only thing I do, if they are not democratic enough to hear the opposition voices, then only I do give slogans. I do rather shout slogans, not only from my seat, but also I go to the well and shout slogans. For protest, I think our constitution, our parliamentary convention gives the opposition this right. Because if there is no opposition, then the treasury, the government side, can only undergo their cabinets and they pass everything what they want. The parliament and the assembly is the place to hear the opposition. If the democracy of opposition is curtailed to an extreme extent, then opposition has the right to shout slogan protesting this undemocratic attitude. And moreover, they are anti-constitution. I think we'll be shocked, but with due respect to all the chairs, I must say, they are sometimes anti-country also. They are selling everything from sail to bail, from rail to BSNL. Everything are in stake. Even the defense sector, they are doing the 74% corporatization. And today, just they didn't hear to the opposition and they passed the bill, the tremendous anti-people bill, the ordinance. They are trying to take off our right to protest in the defense sector too.
You're of course talking about the essential services strike, which stops people from protesting in an ordnance factory.
They are corporatizing 74% at the defense sector. They are dismantling the ordnance factory board head office from Kolkata. They are now the so delicate issue like defense, like arms and ammunition, and what for our jawans having their martyrs' death each and every corner in our country to save us, to save our people of country. Now the Modi government is trying to sell the arms and ammunition to the defense sector too in open market.
You have all of the causes that you mentioned, which makes you protest, are, of course, noble protest causes. But what I wanted to ask you was...
Not only noble. We think, in this respect, Modi government is anti-constitution. And we, the opposition, are fighting for the constitution, to protect the constitution, and we are fighting for the people. And not only that, our leaders have sent us to the parliament to raise people's voice over there.
But Ms. Sen, what about the fact that the government points out that in doing that protest, you, in fact, they say that the six Trinamool MPs injured some staff officer who was there, the security officer who was there. That seems a little unfair, isn't it? Maybe are you going overboard?
Listen, the security officers are our friends. They are not our rivals. No one are our rivals by any means. And if what you are telling, the truth is with that statement, then they should, they should show us, all of us, the videos. Rather, we have some video.
You are saying nobody is injured.
No, not at all. Moreover, we have some videos with us. Yesterday, we were suspended. Six of us from Trinamool Congress were suspended. There's also another point that Modi government is scared of Mamata Banerjee. That's why if AAP is unwell, CPM is unwell, Congress is unwell, DMK is unwell, and all are shouting slogans, only the TMC MPs are being suspended out of that. Amongst all opposition. So Modi government is scared of Mamata Banerjee. Moreover, all six from Trinamool Congress were suspended. Round about 1:30 p.m., they have published a bulletin. And they have written over there, according to Rule 255, they are suspending us for the day. And in the Rule 255, it's written over there, the suspension is for the day, till the day's meeting is over. And at about 3:30, the house was adjourned for the day, till 11 to today. So, as soon as the house was adjourned for the day, our suspension was obviously, correspondingly, has to be over. After that, our bags and some papers were inside the house. Obviously, we are going to take up those papers and all. And you know, the lady members do not have pockets. So we have to carry our bags.
I think this is something which all women identify with. The reason why Trinamool MPs were women, four out of six who were suspended were women, they had to go back because their purses were there. Mm. And you have to carry so many things. Okay, I wanted to ask you, I think the novelty of it is also the fact, this time what I find fascinating, I've been covering parliament for like more than 10 years now. What I find fascinating is that the first time I see that the loudest among the protests, because I've seen Telangana protests, which were very, very bad. You know, you saw people spraying pepper spray in the house. Even at that time, the voices were male voices. Suddenly I hear female voice, your voice. Do you practice? How do you, or is it because, you know, you're blessed with this loud, booming voice? Are you proud of that?
Yeah, I'm proud of that. I'm blessed. In nutshell, I may tell this way. It's my voice, regarding my voice, It's obviously parents' gifted voice and Mamta gifted spirit.
Do you practice in the morning, do a special gargle?
No.
I have to prepare for that because I noticed it starts at 11 and of course it gets adjourned. But I think you would have shouted for 2 hours. Is it fair to say you shouted continuously for 2 hours and we could hear you for 2 hours? So what's the secret? How do you keep that up? Because it's quite a tough one.
I don't practice anything. I don't take any gargles or whatever. It's only the spirit, I can tell you.
So I wanted to ask you this woman thing, because you brought up pockets and I find it fascinating. Do you think that all of you, these loud protesting women of Rajya Sabha, what are the kind of, what is the reaction that male MPs have towards you? Are they accepting or are they surprised by the loud, unapologetic, very, very, forces to be reckoned with?
For the last 7 years, our MP colleagues, all male MP colleagues of Rajya Sabha, irrespective of any party, they appreciate my voice and they tell me I'm not a frequent parliamentarian. I do have some trade union work to do. This time, incidentally, I am All India President, not the state president of INTTUC, the trade union wing of Trinamool Congress. So I am a bit free to be here for the whole session. Generally, I don't come this much, not these days. I often come over here. But still, all my male MPs and female MPs too used to tell me, we miss you, we miss your voice, we miss your slogan. Where were you yesterday? Why didn't you come? So this appreciation I get from my male and female
What's your favorite
MP
slogan?
Colleagues.
What's your favorite slogan?
Favorite slogan?
Mm-hmm.
Regarding Modi government, my favorite slogan is, Tana Sahi Nehi Chalegi.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you, there's a big thing going on about the fact that they're not showing all of you, right? They're not showing the opposition on Rajya Sabha TV. Is that a new thing?
Yeah. Generally, from my childhood too, through Rajya Sabha TV, through Lok Sabha TV, we used to see what is happening over there. And I think, according to our constitution, and as we are an independent country, every citizen has the right to see what is going on inside the house. Through assembly TV coverage, through parliament TV coverage. But it's the new thing, which again, the autocratic Modi government has brought few years back, that they are not allowing. After, don't misunderstand me, again with due respect to the chair, I must tell that after BJP has chosen their vice president, then only it has been started.
You're saying after Hamid Ansari left?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You had, yeah.
Then not only the camera is
so you're
being,
saying Venkaiah Naidu is a strict, he has his own rules. Which
But I remember very much, Venkaiah ji too, in the year 2010 regarding 2G protest, in the year 2013-14, etc., before they have become to the ministry, Venkaiah ji too, Arun Jaitley ji, Sushma Swaraj ji, were shouted slogan badly, and they didn't allow the parliament to run for a total session. So they are our predecessors. But now, after being the part of the treasury bench, they have forgotten. And not only the camera nowadays are being kept off, and so any citizen can't see the protest.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you will be shocked hearing that it's so undemocratic. The opposition's mic are being muted nowadays.
Is it
with the permission
of
the chair?
I mean, that used to happen before, right? I think even Hamid Ansari had started that, you know, after he had the time cut off, that if you went over, then you would get muted. You're saying the fact that
that's a different thing.
Yeah.
If our party has been allotted to speak for on any bill for 10 minutes, if any party are taking the chance to speak 20 minutes and above, so generally the chair allows 4 to 5 minutes extra. If it also crosses, then they may mute. But it's not the practice what the BJP are practicing nowadays. That's different. If they don't think ki my voice or my speech will not be fond of them, or will may be against them, they are muting our mics. It's very unfortunate for democracy. It's very unfortunate for the constitution. It's very unfortunate for the parliament too.
But I'm sure you won't give up your fight to be heard.
Not at all. No question of giving up. Because again, I'm telling, we are the people's representative. We are the representatives of the states. We come to the parliament to raise people's voice. And parliament and assembly are the place where the opposition can be heard of.
Finally, I want to ask you, Dola Sen, is there a protest song which you think is very appropriate, which you want to sing for our, you know, listeners?
I may try that very song, what I sang in front of Gandhi statue year back, September 2020, when I was suspended for the session for the first time. Protesting against farm bill. I may try.
Yes, please.
As a trade unionist, I may refer. This song is written by a worker, Noor Muhammad. Zulm ki aag mein aur kab tak zindagani sulagti rahegi. कितनी बेवा गुजरती रहेगी कितनी दुल्हन तरपती रहेगी जागो जागो अरे सोने वालों अपने तकदीर पे रोने वालों जालिमों को यहां से मिटा दो झंडा इंसान का तू मुड़ा दो जिसकी मुट्ठी में तकदीर खुद हो क्या उसे फिर डराएगी दुनिया जिसकी मुट्ठी में तकदीर खुद हो क्या उसे फिर डराएगी दुनिया डरने वाले कभी हम नहीं है जाने जाने का कुछ गम नहीं है एक किसान अगर भी मरेगा भूखा बच्चा सिपाही बनेगा एक मजदूर अगर भी मरेगा भूखा बच्चा सिपाही बनेगा
Thank you so much, Dola Sen, for speaking to Hindustan Times. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you too.
Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On the Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HT Smartcast. Send in your feedback, and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.